If I never feel you in my arms again,
again.
If I never feel your tender kiss again,
again.
If I never hear I love you now and then,
now and then.
If I never make love to you once again, please.
Understand.
I promise you, I promise you that I should never breathe again.
Breathe again. The real ones remember that little breath at the end, okay?
Breath always kills me every time I listen to it. It just feels like sound like me when I'm working, when I gotta repeat myself for the ninth time, and I'm like,
wait, listen, some of these songs, like old songs, just have like little parts where it's just weird things, like the breath from the Toni Braxton. Like me and my sister, every time we see each other, we always say, for some reason, we should say back. And that's only because for some reason, all we can think of is Hilary Duff. Let's go back to the beginning.
I thought you were quoting Janet Jackson, which says, I'm giving you back.
I wish. Okay. The Hilary Duff, when she was trying to do something seductive. Back.
Oh, Lord. That Hilary Duff movie where she was in the classroom. And I don't know if she was lip-syncing someone's high note or what. She's like...
Can Hilary Duff even do high notes? She can't even hit a regular note. She just be down... Okay, she ain't with Mandy Moore and them. Okay, she ain't with the Candies and the Walk to Remembers. Okay,
you with the low hands.
Okay, low. Okay, Rumors.
Okay,
but you know the tracks. You bought the album.
But for the real, for the girls the album. Who know, yes, I did. And for the girls who know, Bossy. You don't know Bossy? Crazy. No, bitch, Lindsay Lohan Bossy.
What is that?
I'm just a little bossy. You like it how I want it, and I like it, and that's how it is. I'm just a little bossy. You got a problem with it. If I want it, I get it now. La 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 la. I get it now. La la la. I'm just a little bossy. Anyways, that's like the Instagram reels that I keep sending you with Whitney Houston putting the paper on Diane Sawyer's lap, but it's like a phone and it says gays trying to get their friends here obscure pop songs. And I'm Whitney Houston and I handed you my phone and it's Liz Lohan Bossy and you're Diane Sawyer. That'd be crazy, like, and I'm just looking at you smiling like
because your phone is full of Kiss FM, okay?
And,
all right.
And
say what?
It's fine. I can go from Kiss FM to Nothing You Buck real quick. Don't play. I'm a versatile.
It's gonna be the censored one.
No, it okay. ain't. It's gonna nigga be the, down. It the, is the, nigga the, down.
Kids bops. Okay. Kids bops. Okay.
Kids bops.
Okay.
Welcome to another episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh
Huck,
my!
Huck, for good luck. That's the
kickball. Stiletto pumps in the church.
Yeah, yo. Hair is done in Nezha too, and I match from head to toe. Then top it off, I'm rocking stitches black stiletto toe. Different color every day is just to match the mood I'm in. Silver, red, gray, and black looking this good should be a sin.
Oof, you took it back. Those are the days when we used to go to the club dressed up in business casual, be hot as a motherfucker, wearing a motherfucking, oh my God, the trend of wearing the collared shirts with the t-shirt over the collared shirt, and then the tie.
Oh, yeah.
And the t-shirt had to be a graphic tee that said something like, I'm your private dancer, or some like American Eagle shit that you would get off the clearance rack. Bitch, bitch, don't play. I used to, bitch, when I was in college, when I first got my job at Starbucks, I was living with my sister. So my rent was like $350. We had a two-bedroom apartment for $700. Bitch.
Where's she at?
A two-bedroom apartment for $700. Girl, I would kill for that right now. So I thought I was big balling because I didn't have no other bills. And so then I used to go to American Eagle. And I go to that clearance rack, girl. I'll make a whole outfit for like $45. I'll get the graphic tee, then I'll get the collared shirt to go underneath that shit. And I'll get some of them jeans that was all slashed up. And then I'll get me a tie, thinking I was like Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy, tuck that shit up in that bitch. And I'll go out to the club that night. It's a little 18 and over club, girl.
Okay, at the club. Okay.
Girl. Sweating like a motherfucker, but trying to look cute.
I stayed sweating at a club.
Those are the days, honey.
Glasses fogged up.
Oh, girl. That's when you know, that was back when folks used to actually dance at the club. Like, because we were raised on music videos that always had clubs in it and had like a breakdown in the dance club, everybody freaking each other and shit. So if we would go to the club, girls be sweating their weave out and shit. Glass be fogging up and shit. Collar be all fucking wet. Back be all wet. Now everybody just stands there and sway side to side, go, hey. And I'm like, no, bitch. Y'all don't dance. Y'all don't go out like how we used to go out, bitch.
But I'm standing off to the side making TikToks and doing everything. Anyway,
doing your little air traffic controller dance. Speaking of TikTok, girl, did you hear they finna ban that shit?
Okay.
So y'all finna ban TikTok. Like I'm talking like the law, like the motherfucking House of Representatives and shit. Fucking Nancy Pelosi's ass up there talking about the TikTok and the TikTok. I was like, girl, shut up. You should be stopping the motherfucking war in Palestine and making sure that these kids is fed and making sure the water is clean in Flint, Michigan, and making sure these student loans is taken care of and making sure that this rent ain't high, but you worried about motherfucking TikTok? Girl. Anyways, I digress. This ain't what that podcast is about.
I do not care.
Yeah, I don't
about
really
TikTok. It has
nothing to do with okay. me. For the people that know me, that send me 1,000,002 TikToks a day, I'm just letting you know now, I don't look at that shit because it's overwhelming. And the girls that send me like, and I know I like to send Instagram reels though, but then we all got them few friends that send like 30 reels a day and I'm like, bitch, I ain't watching all that. You know, keep it cute, send me like maybe like 3 at the max, 4 or 5.
What?
In 24 hours. But if
that's
you're
a lie, sending, that's a lie, first of all. That's a lie.
If you're sending me like 10 to 12 or 15 in a couple of hours, girl, I ain't watching all that.
I have my home girl. I send her like 50 a night, at least 50 a night a day.
Girl. Well, I mean, you're recovering, so you got time, but I'll talk about the girls that are working. Especially them state workers. I'm like, bitch, ain't you supposed to be working?
Listen, anybody trying to do that job?
I mean, T. oh, no. Lord. How are you feeling, by the way?
I am blessed and highly favored. I feel lovely.
Yes.
Yes. The foot surgery is healing well. It's lovely. And I will never take for granted the art of walking again.
You know, I've been working on my gratitude because, you know, sometimes when you get in a funky mood, you forget how good you have it because you're so laser focused on what you quote unquote don't have or quote unquote need. And shit, I was just thankful that I was able to order my motherfucking groceries, get that shit delivered, go to the gym, and get a good workout in.
When did your check come through? On Thursday?
It came through at 2 o'clock this morning. Girl, my job done pissed me off because I got a credit union to my job. And so with the credit union through my job, we're supposed to get paid every other Friday, but with the credit union, it's every other Wednesday. So I'm sitting there refreshing the account. I'm just like, where's my money? And I'm in the group chat with my coworkers, and they're like, we haven't got paid. And I'm like, bitch, I got shit that I want to do. And so I just woke up this morning and it was in there. And I was like, okay, let me order my shit. And my shit came and got to the house before. I'm not going to try to hit that law. No, she hits it. Oh my gosh, I was just thankful to have that and go to the gym. I went to the gym after work, got off of work a little early today, and then I went to the gym and pushed pump these titties and getting my playlist ready for the Mariah Carey night at Roscoe's, and it's gonna be a good time. So yeah, I feel blessed.
Chicken and waffles.
I wish it was chicken and waffles. No, it's the restaurant next to Badlands in Sacramento. Shout out to Sacramento. And also, if you in Sacramento, come to Roscoe's.
Here's what you're gonna do to make some extra money. Mm-hmm. During a lull, what you're gonna do is put on the Dage or the Fantasy extended version, mm-hmm. with every version with Old Dirty Bastard. Okay, mm-hmm. then go across the street and do a couple go-go dances, get some cash, and you make some side money where you're still getting paid. Whoop, whoop. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Girl, I can't do that. Don't tell us beefing, girl.
Well, speaking of, we'll talk about the club wars later. I don't know about that. Speaking of getting paid late, I remember one time I was out in Silver Lake with a bunch of homies. This is when I was in college, and because sometimes when you're older, you're perfectly fine on the non-payday days, just spending money and don't even look at the account.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes it's like, okay, I'm not spending nothing until I'm paid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we were at the club in Silver Lake, and my check wasn't coming until midnight, till Friday. It was a Thursday night, and we were getting drunk, and I said, I'm going to get this round. Okay, and this is like at 12:03. I was like, okay, I got hooked. I know I got paid by now. And this was in, when I say when I was in college, this is long before the it's so easy to just go check your phone and see what the thing is.
Oh, so you had to go to the ATM?
Yes.
And what did it say? Did the ATM say, it's sufficient?
ATM said, I tried to take out 200. It said, no, you got that same old $53 you've been had. And I was like, oh. What's crazy, Clifton Charles, I said I was in college. You immediately knew, okay, he's talking about horse and buggy time. Okay.
Not horse and buggy time.
Okay, Oregon Trail. But yes, the Bank of America server was down, and I didn't get it. Didn't come up until like 1 or something. But yeah, I had them on tab until I got paid.
Hey, it'd be like that.
It'd be like that. True. Oh, by the way, hey, welcome, y'all.
Yes. Well, I said, oh, who am I this week? I am. I am the rage that I caused on Twitter last night. And who are you?
We will get to that. And I'm not a particular person. I'm Rasan the Libra, and I am this week I am AKA the sound Sutton made when she was having that little medical issue. Because from now on, I'm getting out of every inconvenient situation that I don't care to be at. And that's what I'm gonna be doing. Ooh, every time I'm a practice. I'm a fallout.
Let's just get into Beverly Hills because you know, I just
before we get to the nitty gritty, can we just admit this, that this reunion as a whole was like whatever?
Girl, this reunion this really whack. It could have been a 90-minute special. not even two parts, 1.5 parts.
Anna Marie should have been serving that Corbell, okay, and just because
Anna Marie could have just been in craft services making plates. And Crystal really to go.
Okay, and smiling, Crystal probably gonna take my job when Vanna White clocks out. Bitch.
I was weak when Teddy said, oh, that's the first time Crystal ever had the first seat. I was like, oh. But the part that, okay. So, you know, Kathy Hilton comes in and, you know, this is after Sutton and Kyle hug. And like, you know, Sutton said quietly, but you know, they pick it up on the mic. She was like, I don't want to fall. But you know, Sutton's always kind of been a little frail, a little kind of fragile. And maybe she's that, and you know, I have anxiety as well. So like, I get it, especially like if it's something like that I have been like dreading or coming up, whatever like that. I get it. I get the shakes, but my blood pressure probably go up and shit like that too. I get it. But the part that whole fainting situation had me kind of looking at my TV like, was like, I could see it building up because they were told that Kathy was there. But then the moment that Kathy came out was right when she like went to that moment. And then like, now, I get the standpoint of production of telling her, like, you need to go to the hospital to get checked. But here's the part where I'm just like, why did Garcelle have to go with her?
You need a witness.
Girl, Avi wasn't there. All her whole damn glam squad production, all them people that are there couldn't have gone with her.
Let me tell you something. I ain't mad at it, okay? I am not mad. What did Garcelle be there for?
But like, it's giving. It was giving. We don't want to face. I don't want to face Kathy because I don't want to not be able to go to your Christmas party and shit. That's what it was giving.
I feel like, you know what? Listen, here's the thing. Kathy runs shit. I absolutely.
The part where Kathy was saying, like, I was going to get her. That part, I was like, oh, that's the Kathy that Paris was scared of. And that's the Kathy that Kyle was saying, like, she yells at me and she was mean.
Hey, Erica's saying it's Beverly Hills. It's all them on that couch who are intimidated by Kathy, okay? Because Kathy runs everything. She has the status. Okay, when Kathy went into that little fake little story with her and about her and Kyle, she's like, and then we she started choking up and all the other women were like, oh, I'm like, this woman is horrible. This woman family is Richard's, what's the woman's name? Hilton family. These are horrible people, okay? And you're like, oh my gosh, Kathy, it's not like that, girl, please.
It was giving like manipulative, weaponized tears. Now the thing about it is I have nothing to lose in this discussion. So I'm gonna go in on all of them because it's just like, okay, you first of all, why are you here? You weren't on the season at all. And it's like, did Kyle call you to have backup? And it's weird because, you know, is this the year that we bring people in that were not even on the show to the reunion? Because between Kathy coming on Beverly Hills and Apollo coming on Marriage and Medicine, which we'll get to, it's like, were you that bad at performing on the show that you have to bring an outside source to come in and vouch for you?
Or are they just trying to fill up so much space because they don't have material for anything that they just got to make episodes out of nowhere?
Or maybe why not just have a two-part reunion?
Why not? Okay.
It doesn't need to be three parts.
And let's consider this. I would be perfectly fine if the reunions aired and I had a month of no Housewives airing. I could live with that.
And what were we talking about on here?
We talk about the medicine hoes. We talk about the
Vineyard.
My mother just got me into that.
It's actually really good.
That little girl Bria, she's something.
The one that brought the dog.
Yes.
Girl, and then the motherfucker that shit.
And I'd have words with her too. Don't have bring to be no. I don't care about your dog, but if your dog's up in my shit, it's a problem.
No, the motherfucker that shit in the toilet in the room and left the shit in the toilet.
Uncouth. Disgusting.
Yeah, it's get into it. You need to finish that, and you need to watch Southern Hospitality. Southern Hospitality is. If you were a fan of Vanderpump, early Vanderpump, when they all worked at the restaurant and shit, Southern Hospitality is that, but messier and more real and mixed with Black people and gay people and shit.
Mm. Are you going to watch The Valley?
Girl, bye. I'll be playing PlayStation. I ain't watching that shit.
If you keep up with Jackson, then you know there might be the show.
I'll pray about
it. If you want to see Kentucky cheese, beer cheese, Brittany, Kentucky, the princess of Kentucky.
I'll pray about it.
Okay. Let me just say to all you lovely listeners, I, Rasan the Libra, I'm not the only one that pisses people off on Twitter. Okay, so don't be, Clifton can come down from the high horse.
Seen so many people pop about the woodworks. Girl, motherfuckers didn't even follow us, were mad at us,
You know, I should have read some. Let me go to the page and see it.
So all I did was I posted a poll last night that said,
did you delete it?
I deleted it because I just got tired of the notifications.
You's a bitch.
I know. I just was like, oh God. All I said was, do you think that Sutton exaggerated the situation to get out of talking to Kathy? Girl, telling people like, you take a blood pressure. You're heartless. That's mean. Da, 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 da. Me fucking for real. Da, 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 da. Or are you actually going to read the tweets?
I do want to see them. Yes.
Go ahead. Here, I'll pull it up too. Hold on.
Because I'm loving it. Okay. Listen, every time one of you hoes from New Jersey, or one of you hoes that loves Beverly Hills or whomever so much, okay, be going in on me, Cliff would be on the side like, so what'd you say to make them upset? Because you be tweeting crazy shit on your Twitter. You know, I don't tweet anything like that because I keep it, you know, nice and subtle over here. We tweet about calming things and
Okay, now you're doing too much. Anyways, oh, it's deleted. Oh shit, those angry responses are gone. I think they really did block us.
You had them hot, and I love it.
Like they were hot, but it's so funny because everybody was so mad at anybody that questioned Sutton last night. But then today on Two Teas in a Pod, Carlos King and Teddy were both like, girl, Sutton in the milk ain't clean. And my whole thing is, if you're that sick and you need to go to the hospital, why do you have time to get out of glam and get into other fancy clothes? And Garcelle done changed her wig and everything.
Listen, you gotta have Mary Cosby got a hospital wig too.
If it was that urgent, you would have went in what you had on. You would have just went. And I'm not trying to downplay her health condition because I'm not a doctor and you know it's a real condition, but it
Hit the
just
Twitter on your ass.
girl, people I had what's that disease? What is that heart the heart condition that you were saying?
For who?
What did Crystal have?
Endometriosis? Did I make that up?
No, not endometriosis, girl. That's lady parts. When Crystal had the high blood pressure, what was that called?
Hypertension?
Yeah, girl, I had hypertension Twitter on my ass last night. I was like, where did all these people come from? And I was getting blocked from my account. And I was like, girl, I'm deleting this shit. So I just deleted it because I was just tired. It was like, within I only had that poll was only up for maybe like 20 minutes. It was hell of angry responses. And then like they're like and then they blocked respond to something and then block them. But you don't even follow them. So why are you even here? I don't understand that. I said something that you didn't agree with. You responded and then you blocked me. I don't follow you.
Somebody.
You don't follow me. So it was kind of given like, were you vanity searching me, Sutton, on your burner account? Man, let me see. I'll be hella weak if Sutton Strap blocked our account. I'll be so weak. Sutton. No, she didn't block us. Okay. So, but it's just weird. Like these fans are weird. It's like y'all take this shit so personally when in reality, these people are on a reality TV show displaying their life. And that's their whole sole purpose is to be on a show talking about their life. So what are we going to talk about when we talk about the show? Their life. Big
You know,
concept.
they're getting these, whoever these people are getting upset over something that, it's kind of funny to me because I'm in college, me and my homegirl, Marina, hey, we would always scheme something to get out of staff meetings or training sessions.
Let me tell you something. That'd be like if me and you worked at the same call center and you had to go to the doctor because you had to call us. That'd be like me taking the day off of work to leave with you to go to girl, no, I was to have to go to work.
Yeah.
And I was like, first of all, you had enough time to change your whole outfit and to change your wig, and then you're kikiing in the car on the way to the girl. Bye. Bye. And I love Garcelle Down, but that part right there, it was giving like, oh, both of y'all scared. But then when Kathy said, oh, I was gonna give it to her, I was like, oh, I was like, it ain't hockey. This ain't hockey dory. This ain't hockey dory, bitch.
Saying Phaedra.
Okay.
Okay. And speak real quick, speaking of Phaedra, she is the weakest fanner I've ever seen in my life. When Quad was a little emotional,
Oh,
when
no, we haven't got to. We're gonna talk about Married to Medicine.
weakest fanner I've ever seen in my life.
So
Weak.
back to Beverly Hills. Now here's the part where I was getting annoyed. last night. We spent this whole season. Who's calling me? We spent this whole season going over this this Kyle and Mauricio, and is she or is she not dating Morgan? And it's funny because it was such like, it felt very anticlimactic. It felt very like, is that it? Like, Andy asked the questions, but the part that had me annoyed was, for someone that has told many cast members, you need to be honest, you need to be honest, you need to be open and honest. You sit there, when Andy asked you what was the reason for the divorce, and she was like, it's none of your fucking business. And I'm like, girl, you can't have it both ways.
You need to go ahead and answer that question, okay?
Like,
unless you want to be down the street like Giselle what is now, okay? Word on the street is that you're not first chair no more. What you want to do?
Like, answer the question, because it's like, I don't know. And other people are saying like, oh, well, you know, it's tough and she has kids and da-da-da. You aren't worried about them kids that you was bringing up, Denise and Brandy Hunchin. You weren't worried about people's kids, or you was mocking Brandy's husband leaving her for Leanne Rimes in season two. You weren't worried about
anybody's kids when you told the world that your sisters are drunk, okay?
Yeah, you weren't worried about your nieces. It's just like people like that irk me. It's like you want everybody else to give you everything, but you don't want to give everything. And I mean, I'll admit, like, this season, no one really delivered anything except Kyle and Sutton. But what Kyle was given was really kind of like, eh. And what Sutton was given was really kind of like, eh. Like, this season as a whole was kind of just like, eh. But it was just like this buildup. But the part that irritated me too was like, okay, girl, if you don't want people to think that you are in love with Morgan or interested in Morgan, then why would you make that suggested music video and then say, oh, people are going to talk about it? I want to give us something to talk about. You can't say, I want to give us something to talk about, and then get upset when they want to talk about it. It don't work that way, bitch.
First of all, you're correct. This entire season was, you know, kind of it was more than and it kind of seemed like it was all just like thrown together like really quickly and very sloppily.
Yeah,
with no organization. I would say that this. By the way, Erica was quite smug when Kyle was getting all them questions at her.
Because I know Erica wanted someone else to get it as badly as she did. But then also, Erica, when they asked you, why did you go visit the victims? You didn't even want to answer that question. So it's like, girl.
Calm down. But the question about Morgan, that part right there, it just seemed very... Kyle seemed so sheepish and full of... Like a damn fool, okay? Because you know what? This is not the Ellen DeGeneres show in 1995 or whatever year that was when she said, hey, guess what?
But also, too, we can't force someone to come out the closet. But it's a... What's that word?
It ain't about forcing. It's about talking about it like it's not like a totally foreign thing. She was acting like, you know, she fell in love with an alien and they're about to have babies, okay? That's something that's different, okay? Falling in love with a woman and falling out of love with your husband, that's nothing new.
It happens all the time.
Okay? So talk about it like it's a regular thing, occurrence, okay? Nobody cares because it's not their business.
But
so
you're,
why are you so, yeah, why are you so
you're on a television show.
Crazy.
But you're on a television show where you get paid to talk about your business. And, you know, and then when she was talking about how Mauricio kind of fell out with Kathy and Rick when he started his agency, and you know, he was talking about how he wasn't getting paid enough under working with them, so he started his, and they said don't take anybody from ours, but did. And then Harris commenting on the clip where he was going into it in more detail on his little Netflix show, which I'm not watching. And Paris was like, oh, you always, I'm paraphrasing, I'm not saying it for verbatim, but she was just like, you know, my father was an upstanding man, and, you know, he respects family, yada, yada, yada. Don't, you always have our name in your mouth to promote your stupid show. And I was like, oh, okay, Paris. Like, and it's just watching this, like, this is like rich white people beefing. Like, they beef, but they don't really beef. Like, the little bit that they give us outside of their house is like the tip of the iceberg. You know that shit behind closed doors. They're probably like, oh, yeah, fuck her. Da-da-da-da-da. You're like, you know.
Let me tell you right now. Let me tell you something. I love me some white mass, okay? Love it. Love it.
But the way Kathy was acting, especially when she was talking about Sutton and those little, like, fake little laughs and stuff like that. Oh, that lady's evil. I can already tell.
Kathy is... just like she's definitely her, Paris is definitely her her mother's daughter, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because cute little smile, demure, you uh-huh. know, but
hey,
absolutely phony and crazy.
And I bet you, and I know for a fact that when she's at home, her voice is probably three octaves deeper, and she probably cusses like a sailor and talks hella shit.
You know well, that. You know it. You know it. You know it.
Remember?
Okay. When you remember?
She called that DJ, and that DJ.
She said, "I just recapped on the Peacock."
Uh huh.
Oh, it was so Erica weird hearing Erica saying, "Oh, that DJ's a fat fucking faggot." And I was like, "Oh,
oh."
I forgot about the uncensored. I was like, oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Say a slur again. I want to hear more.
And in those videos of Paris calling gay people sick and
saying, Let me tell you right now. All y'all little Twitter gays, okay, out there that worship Paris Hilton and that's hot and all that, okay? And you just look beyond those videos that are clearly her saying there's niggers in here and there's a fat faggot in this club or whatever she said. And I'm like, okay, girl.
No,
you look like, a whole corpse on your sex tape.
Because what they say is, it was a different time. And I'm just like, baby, her mama just said that shit last season. So if her mama said it, you know she says it.
And I
love some Simple Life and Stars Are Blind, just like the next bitch, but let's call the thing a thing. You know, they ain't perfect.
Listen, Kathy Hilton said homeless, not niggers.
Get away from me with this, Apollo.
Oh my goodness. You know what? Give me a little bit more time for next season, and I do not need Anna Marie back.
Marie can go back to the hospital. And honestly, I hate to, well, we can't get rid of everybody. I feel like Kathy's going to get her look back at Sutton next season. That's probably going to be in the first few scenes. Is Kathy confronting?
I will have Sutton, you know, like banned from a restaurant or something, or a country club. She, Kathy probably sent her little horse to the glue factory.
You said, that's okay. I'm gonna make your make bologna out of your horse. Keep playing with me, Sutton.
I'm gonna put lighter fluid in your little ocean spray, bitch.
Girl, there's gonna be some red carpet event with Elton John, and Sutton won't be on the list, but Crystal will. Watch. It'll be just like Nene and Kim at Sheree's party on episode one of Atlanta. My name's on the list, but Nene's isn't.
Isn't.
Yeah, but that's really all with Beverly Hills.
Back when Nene had them field goal teeth on the side.
Not the field goal teeth.
You could kick a field goal through that gap on the side.
That was back when she had that long.
That was the same gap that Anila has.
Oh God, Anila.
Anila. Oh, you know, we missed a little bit. It's not really streets, but you know what you just showed me before we started recording, that little raggedy clip of Regina talking to whoever this new chick is in Orange County.
Oh girl, they was getting crazy at the winery. I was like, oh shit, okay, Regina getting a little loud.
But did it sound kind of performative to you? I just remember her saying, "I brought you on to be my friend," and I'm just like, "Who talks like that? Who talks like that in a regular conversation? I brought you on to be my friend."
Between that and Alexis, Heather, and Tamara on the private jet.
Why is Alexis everywhere? She might as well be. If she isn't on the show, I don't get it.
I think she's on the show. They said that she signed on to befriend her, but I'm just like, girl, just give that lady an orange.
They want Shannon in prison? Shannon go shoot somebody.
Well, I mean, if they brought Quad's ex-husband on the show with this new bitch on Married to Medicine, then they're gonna do this shit with Shannon.
Listen, which is why it's the biggest hypocrisy when Bravo be airing them mental health little automated things on the screen. You know? Okay, because they don't care. They don't care about their staff.
Drive their castmates crazy.
Okay. Shoot. What else we got?
Oh, this Simon Gubadia posted.
Please say it again.
Gubadia.
you start goo punch.
Goo punch.
Okay.
So Simon posted these pictures of him on a boat and shit. And I guess there's a new IG girl that he's with, because now she posts the pictures on the same boat and then posts the pictures with his car and shit. And then he posting these things talking about if you believe Portia, that you need to make sure that you believe her mental health or some shit like that. And I'm just like, I don't even know if Atlanta's even in production yet. Like, but I'm just like, Andy, you need to hurry up and finalize this shit and get all this shit on tape now. Get it all on tape now. Save my show. Save it. I feel like that video with Janet Jackson for Why Did I Get Married, which is like, fix it, fix it.
Fix it. Go to him. Go to him.
Go fix it.
I'm not perfect Pat anymore.
I'm still feeling the type of way about how Atlanta really went out like that.
First of all, he looks like a fool. Is he clueless, or has he got that money like that? He just likes spending money on these hoes.
But like, and I love Portia down, but I'm also, in the words of Wendy Williams, you get them how you lose them how you get them. And it's just like, if you done stole this lady's husband, and now he doing the same thing to you.
I hope she got some cash. Just
if he even cash. Got cash.
Shit.
You never know with people.
You never know. You never know, okay?
In the words of Sutton, what's she saying?
Where there's smoke,
there's fire.
There's fire. Okay. And you know, let me just let some people who listen to the show know that I very much enjoy these shows that I view.
Oh, Caleb, we love you, Caleb. We're sorry I ever let that go. We're gonna have Caleb on the
show. I didn't name no names.
You don't care either. But I'm gonna have Caleb on the show one day just so I can sit back and watch.
Watch what?
Watch what happens live.
What's gonna happen live is we're gonna have a conversation, okay? It's gonna be like Hazel Lee and Moniece.
Oh girl. We're fucking with y'all. Was it just the Beverly Hills? Because, like, you know, I feel like I squeezed that orange as much as I could squeeze it, and ain't nothing else left to squeeze out of that.
Squeeze that orange or the diamond?
It was a euphemism, but yeah, we'll say diamond. I don't squeeze that diamond so much. I can't make no more jewelry out of that damn diamond. That diamond is busted and broken and many pieces.
I don't think that we need Lisa Rinna back at all. I do think that we need someone who is likable yet a villain who's gonna fuck these hoes up.
Kamora Lee Simmons.
Yes. Because Kyle is a villain. I don't like her. Erica, I got to rebuild. I still got my eye on her. I don't care.
I know she'll never do it because I think she's in her safe, sanctified era and she doesn't want to be on camera. But could you imagine if Shawnee O'Neal was on Beverly Hills, the mess that she would create? Because if you think Kyle is a good manipulator, Shawnee is with the shits, and Shawnee will stir that pot so well and then sit back and be like, oh my God, this is a mess, a freaking mess. And Shawnee got the money. Shawnee got that money. Like if we were to bring someone that's familiar from another reality show, Shawnee would be a good addition. And she could be a good villain.
And Kyle would be the super villain if Shawnee were on the show. He'd be like, this is my friend Shawnee. I think she lives in Torrance.
Well, not Torrance. Not a Torrance, bitch. Don't do Shawnee like that. You know Shawnee got money. But Shawnee's with that.
I know she got money.
But Shawnee's with that pastor and she lives in Atlanta now. She ain't gonna be fooling with no damn Bravo shit.
Can you imagine if Jacqueline Marie were on a housewife show?
Jackie would be a one and done because Jackie would put her hands on one of the white ladies.
What if she were on Atlanta and she had the Bravo budget, the Bravo fashions, the Bravo wigs, okay, just couldn't hit no bitches?
Oh, God. Could you imagine an argument between Jackie Marie Christie and Sheree? Speaking of Sheree, she got close on Traitors though, but you don't watch it, so nobody from Bravo won. It was CT and Trishelle from the Real World Challenge. And I was gagged because I was like, oh shit, these are. But honestly, CT and Trishelle have been playing these type of games for like since I was in high school. You know, they're with the shit. They know how to be deceptive and manipulative. And poor MJ got ran over.
Huh? Chris Thompson.
Who?
What's PT stand for?
I don't know.
Because all I can think of is Chris Thompson and also that robot from one of the, like, I think it was Return of the Jedi.
C-3PO?
No. It was one of them side robots that was on from the Force that just said, CT!
CT stands for Chris Tamborello Ewan Cherry.
Tamborello Ewan Cherry.
That's what Google said. He is 43 years old. He is so fine. Chris Tamborello Ewan EUA. And I'm so mispronouncing this name. I'm so sorry to this man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was one of my old school real world crushes. I used to have a crush on him. I had a crush on Danny that got caught sucking dick in the closet. I had a crush on Alton. Alton was so fine from Las Vegas. He had body. Ooh, he was so fine. And Frank. And I know I'm going on a real world tangent because we really ain't got shit else to talk about. I told you I auditioned for The Real World back in like 2008, right?
No, you did not.
I didn't get that far. And I think every day I think about that, I'm like, you know what? I'm actually kind of glad I didn't, because God, I was so awkward, and it would have been bad. It would have been bad. I would have been popping off on people and shit, girl.
You love popping off.
I would have been the angry black gay man. Drink that goddamn juice. I bought this motherfucking juice, bitch. Like, I already would have known. And if they try to put me on the challenge, I ain't doing this motherfucking shit. I ain't eating this shit. I ain't slimming. I ain't getting that motherfucking water. Like, nope. You want to talk about the medicine girls or the yeah. Girls?
What are we do? Let's just do them.
This crab boil was ghetto.
Oh, the crab boil.
First of all, I looked at them crabs now.
As Sharice said, crab bowl.
Why did they? Those crabs look so small and so unseasoned, like. It's
from 99 cent store.
The crabs didn't even look juicy. Like I need the crabs like smothered. Crabs
from Arby's.
Smothered with seasoning and drenched in butter and oil and shit. Like I those need
crabs from Chicken of the Sea.
And like the paper that was under the crabs wasn't even like. Cause you know how like if you ever been to a crab bowl, the table has the paper over it. And it'll be covered like all the grease and shit, all the oil from the crabs. It didn't even have the oil, like no one's hands. And it didn't even have, people weren't even wearing the fucking gloves. That's how you know that shit wasn't hitting.
It's Charisse. Okay, this ain't somebody that you think can cook. Okay, Charisse, I know she put raisin in the potato salad. Trust. Okay. What else happened to this?
And then Sharice, like, she...
Sharice is a drunk, too.
Those Rick James wigs. And then invited Jacqueline to
Rick James.
Yes, girl. Looking like, give it to me, what you say? Give it to me right away. Give it to me.
Jacqueline got some work done.
Jacqueline looked really good. I like Jacqueline. But it was messy inviting her knowing.
She looked like Money Long. Okay, I was hoping she should have said, Twin.
Where have you been?
Nobody knows me
nobody.
Like
But now, like, it was inviting her. It's like, okay, okay, Sharice, I see what you're trying to do. Now, the messy part was when Robin was at the house first and the doorbell rang and she saw it was Candace and her refusing to...
She was going downstairs and she turned her back around and shuffled her ass back upstairs.
And it was that moment that I was just like, ugh, this is why the show is failing. It's like y'all dislike each other so much that you don't even want to like speak or interact. Like, that's not how these shows work.
It ain't.
And
you're not going to engage. You know, I don't want it.
You know, because you're supposed to engage. You need to talk things out. But this whole Robin versus Candace shit is getting old and tired. And then did you catch when Candace was confronting Robin about sending those messages or sending those things to the blogs? Did you see the part where Candace was talking, but the audio was something else?
Yes. It kind of like seemed like it glitched, stalled a little bit.
No, it looked like a bad dub.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are y'all trying? See, this is the shit that I'm just like, okay, it looks like they're trying to spin a narrative of Candace just being an angry woman. But it's like, the things that Candace is upset about with Robin and Giselle,
yes,
are logical things to be upset about. But the thing that irritates me is Robin and Giselle sit there and act like there should be no reason for Candace to be upset with them. And it's starting to upset me and my homegirls, because I'm just like, I know, like, are we watching the same show? Because it's just like, why is everyone saying like, oh, Candace needs to get over it, woo woo woo, but then I don't know. It's getting old and tired. You know what else is old and tired? NECA.
What?
NECA.
Oh, NECA been old and tired. She looked like Johnson & Johnson powder.
Girl, face 5 shades lighter than your neck. And you come with that tired ass grand dame shit when she wasn't even there to see it.
Okay, she's tacky. Okay, she gets fashion fair makeup and she orders the shade of Merce in the purse because it looks like she's at a funeral.
Oh, I forgot to bring that up. Why the fuck? Back to Beverly Sutton. I call you stunting shows, because why the fuck did you bring that man's ashes to the reunion? What was the reason? So what's the reason?
So she could spread him in a studio in Culver City. Boom.
Like, were you gonna spread him through Century City, Culver City, West Hollywood? Like, what? Like, I don't understand.
Let's see. What else was there?
But back to Potomac. This crab boil and Charisse having that moment that was very similar to her moment in Mexico with slamming the table and getting mad because Candace and Robin are not...
She waking up with hella bruises on her arm and shit.
I'm like, girl, you are too old to be act like that. That wig almost fell off your damn head. All that damn shaking and pounding and shit.
I think she had Creme Royale.
It was giving Hennessy.
That's more Christian Brothers than Hennessy. Okay. No,
it was giving E&J. I was like, girl, why are you patting this table and yelling? And even Giselle was looking at her like, are you trying to get your food back? Like, the fuck?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Giselle had a nice little scene with Grace dropping her off at school. Lovely. She's cute.
Yeah, it was a nice human moment.
Human moment.
Oh, Giselle, Giselle. Giselle, you tacky as hell.
Anything else?
The moment, so Mia and Jacqueline didn't really resolve the issue or kind of like partially resolved it. I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe it was just ready to get it over with. So I think she was forced an apology so it could be done for now until they're pissed again.
And we could move on to medicine.
Okay.
I'm just gonna keep it brief. Why was Apollo there?
For no damn reason. He has nothing to do with anything, and he didn't. I don't need it.
He wasn't even there at the goddamn baby shower. I'm not baby shower, the baby's birthday.
Same thing, okay?
And then like,
Same.
the whole like, oh, talking about, have you spoken with the wife? And then Paige was like, no, and I'm fine with that. Like, it was very like, you didn't bring anything. So like, let me bring him so I can latch on to my fame from my other show since I didn't bring nothing on this show.
And that's bull crap, first of all, because this is still giving me nothing. What's Apollo going to give me? Okay.
Nothing.
Something nice to look at? That doesn't help me. I can get my eye candy anywhere.
Bitch, I can go on Twitter right now and see all types of dicks and ass. I don't need to see him.
So what is this for? Phaedra? You did not. I don't know why. I honestly, truly,
Don't know why she's there.
you've done some lovely things for television, but I don't know why
She
Bravo
turned
keeps
it
hanging
on
on to
Traitors.
your ass.
She turned it on Traitors. She was amazing on Traitors because she's a liar. Now, Sweet Tea and Heavenly, girl, them
Person.
going back and forth.
I love it.
When Heavenly was like, basically saying, bitch, keep it up.
Leticia gonna be in that ass, okay?
I
And you know it.
how activated she is, though. Because Heavenly really did keep dog walking that poor girl. So it's time for her to get her lick back.
That would be nice. I would like to see it. Okay, Monique face. I would like to see
But besides
it.
that, like these I think I'm kind of reunioned out.
Yes, very much. Very much.
I would love a break, a gap, a off season, Because Dubai's not coming until June, and when is The Jersey Girls come in May.
May.
So that means that we still got to get to the end of Potomac, which should be soon. And I feel like it's going to come to a point to where Potomac will be the only show we'll be talking about for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be fine by me.
That works.
Because, bitch, I'm tired.
Options are few. Okay.
Well, is there anything else you wanted to add this week, friend?
Let's see. I really think that Jackie, I don't think that Jackie really forgave Quad when they had that talk.
I think Jackie was kind of just like trying to keep the peace and move on for the sake of the show.
Which she tends to do. She's good at.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Jackie was basically gaslighting. Hate that word. Quad, so Quad would be like, okay, we're good. We see each other. Jackie don't see her.
Mm-mm.
Jackie ain't checking for her in that Jimmy Neutron wig.
Not Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron. Okay. She looked horrible. Horrible. That wig looks like if Lydia from Beetlejuice were a blonde, that's what the wig looks like. It's horrible.
You just don't like Quad.
Quad's whatever. But Quad's wigs have been consistently trash. Okay? Consistently. Since episode one, season one, them wigs have been looking like big lots.
Okay, before we go, I got a fun game to play. In no particular order, top five worst wigs on Bravo.
Okay. I know there's a worse way. I'm thinking, who is this bitch?
Karen Huger, season one.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Kim Zolciak, season one. Contessa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Katie Ross.
Okay. I'm going to go with Dr. Heavenly throughout.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go with what's her name? We're gonna go with Contessa throughout.
Uh-huh.
We are gonna go with
Oh shit, I forgot to say one.
We're gonna go with Mary Martha Cosby.
Gonna say Mary Martha.
Okay. We're going to say am I at three or four?
I think you're at three. No, you're at four.
We're going to say oh my gosh, I can't think of nobody, y'all. We're going to say God damn it.
Caroline Brooks.
Ooh, Caroline Brooks. But she had the nerve to say, I don't wear wigs, girl, please. Okay. And I am Korean, okay? She talking about ho.
Well, on that note, yeah, we said Dubai comes back in June, and Lisa Milan was on Two T's, and the things that she was saying, I was like, okay, I'm actually kind of excited to see Dubai now.
I did listen to that episode and it does make it sound enticing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm only looking forward I'm looking forward to Dubai because mainly because, you know, it's only on its second season and I'm kind of currently a bit burnt out from the current bitches that I see a lot. Okay, the
Yeah.
Beverly Hillses and the Utahs and the Jerseys and all of them.
Yeah.
So the newer girls, I'm like, okay, I don't know these hoes like that. So it's new to me for the most part. So it's okay. I'm cool with that. It's not like the same old recycled storyline that I've seen for 19 seasons consecutively.
Oh. Is no one's
Okay.
made it to season 20 yet, huh?
No, I think what's weird is that Orange County and then I think Atlanta has the most seasons and then New York.
So Orange County is on season 16 now.
16.
4 more years. All right, well,
Are we still on the air?
yes, we are.
Do you think this is so morbid and so weird? Do you think when the first housewife passes, there's gonna be like a Bravo funeral?
Oh, girl, I don't even want to think about that.
Okay, because open casket, Melissa Gorga right there. On
Hi.
display. On display.
On that, we will see y'all next week.
Oh.
Bye. Thank y'all for listening.